Ethan Boyle, another big game on Friday night for Harps, and at least Harps have a good record against Waterford this season.
Yeah, we do. That's one of the positives we can take going into it. Yeah, we've two wins against them already, but they weren't easy wins. We made hard work of it, so we know it won't be an easy game tomorrow, but you know, we have to turn up and do our business and see if we can get another result.
Harps won down in Waterford a few weeks back, but you have to go all the way back to the beginning of April for the last time that Harps managed a home victory in Balbofeig, and that was against Waterford, Ethan, so Harps are due a good result at home.
Yeah, the home form is important, and ours hasn't been too good, so that's something we need to try and fix quite quickly, and hopefully we can start to put that right tomorrow night. Like I said, it won't be easy, but it's a good opportunity for us, you know. Like you said, it's our last home win, and hopefully we can try and get another win there tomorrow.
Yeah, because the thing is, the performances have been quite good in Balbofeig, and probably not getting the results that perhaps those performances deserve.
No, maybe not. But I mean, when we're wasteful of chances, sometimes that happens. Like, we had a couple of good chances in a few of the games to maybe win the game or draw the game, and we haven't taken them. So, you know, when you're wasteful of chances, that's what happens. But we need to kind of be more conscious of that and try and be more clinical when we get the chances. You know, like you said, we play well, but sometimes we're not taking our chances when we get them.
Yeah, because a win can make an awful difference, can't it, Ethan? 3 points, and Derry City, Dundalk, those sides just above you, they haven't really managed to pull away, so there's that target of trying to catch them.
Yeah, it's not, I wouldn't say it's panic stations yet or anything. You know, we haven't had a home win, like you said, in a while, but I wouldn't say it's panic stations. I mean, we're a few wins off, you know, the teams above us. We're possibly a few losses off the teams below us, you know, but we're still in a good position to look up the table, which is always a positive thing for Harps. Like, you know, we're pretty much underdogs going into most seasons, so, I mean, we're still in an okay position, I think.
Yeah. And the good news is that at least there'll be a few more supporters there on Friday night. Ethan, I know fans were in for the games against Derry and Longford too. It must have been great to be finally being able to play in front of your own supporters.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Like, you know, our first couple of games were away. We played against away to Shamrock Rovers, and they had their fans in and we weren't allowed any in. But it really is, it's great. Like, you know, when we got our first goal at home when the fans were there, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, and it was, you got that goal, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I got one against Derry. That was a great feeling. Yeah, I mean, if you could pick a game to score in, it would be that, like, you know, the derby, but unfortunately we didn't win. But no, it's great to have the fans back, and it'd be nice to have a few more and, like, you know, an extra bit of noise.
Yeah. Well, I know your first senior club in the League of Ireland was Waterford. I know that was Waterford United back then, Ethan. They're Waterford FC now, but
yeah.
I'm sure you still have plenty of good memories from that time.
Yeah, definitely. That was my first senior team, like you said, in the League of Ireland. And then my first Premier Division team was Finn Harps, but my first team was Waterford. And, you know, I got my chance to play League of Ireland football in the First Division, men's football. I had good memories with the under-19s. We had a really good side. And even the first team, we weren't that good. We were pretty much bottom of the First Division the whole time. But it was my first taste of senior football, really. So I was really excited about it, and yeah, fond memories of the place, you know.
Yeah, and since then, two of your clubs, Shamrock Rovers and Linfield, and actually both of those playing in Europe this week, and I know you got the chance to play in Europe as well during your time there, and that was special.
Yeah, it's always a special moment to play in Europe. You ask anyone that's played there, you know, to play against some of the biggest clubs in the other European leagues, it's different. Like, you know, it's a different experience playing against the Irish sides. You know, it's a different style of play, different tempo, you know, lots of nice stadiums. And then, of course, like, you know, it's nice you get to leave the country and go away and experience something else. It's really good. Like, it's I've been lucky to do that a couple of times, and this is my first year in, I think, 3 years where I haven't been away for European games, so it's a bit weird, but I'll welcome the break, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, you're back at Harps now, and a few changes at the club this week as well, Ethan. Some players leaving and a couple of new faces coming in. So perhaps that might shake things up a wee bit.
Yeah, you never know. Change can sometimes be good. The lads that have come in are settling in nicely, and they're good players, good lads. We do our best to make them feel at home. And yeah, you know, hopefully they can, you know, you know, spur us on a bit, new blood in the team, get us going a bit. But yeah, we'll see how it goes tomorrow.